Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to share with you the four dimensions of how to be a modern day thought leader. Stay tuned.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong. I hope you're having an amazing day or an amazing night whenever you are listening to this. And, you know, here are a few updates before we actually dive into the episode. This is the official last week that I'm going to be in Italy. I'm literally flying back a week from today, back to Toronto. We got so many exciting things happening outside of just the holidays. I'm doing my very first one-day mastermind strictly for my students in my hometown. And, you know, as I reflect on this, and those of you that follow me on social, like, you know that I go, or I try to go on daily gratitude walks, right? Have you gone your gratitude walk? I'm getting you on the podcast too, right? But no, I look back and I'm blown away sometimes at, you know, how far I have been able to come and the things that we're able to do. I'm always such a big believer of the word choice. You know, I've talked about it before. You know, anyone who's seen me post anything on social in the last few years, like, always choose a venture, right? And I'm such a big believer of that word, of like choosing where it is that you live, choosing where it is that you work, choosing who it is that you want in your life, choosing what it is that you do. Like, everything comes down to choice. Like, I choose my business every day. I choose my partner every day. I choose to go on, you know what I mean? Like, to do the gratitude walks. I choose to do an episode for you, right? Like, it's about choice. There's power in that. Nothing I do is because, like, I'm obligated, I have to, someone's forcing me, right? Like, I don't know how you want to live your life, but I know for me, like, it just, the whole constriction, being confined, like, that doesn't work, you know? So that's why I wanted to share this episode. This is originally a video. If for those of you that want to watch it, just go to Jay Wong TV on my YouTube channel and you guys can watch it. We've been growing steadily over there, almost at 2,000. But if you're just listening, that's listening works too. And that's why this video and this episode is so important, because it talks about the four dimensions of being a thought leader. And if you are not executing, if you're not where you want to be, like, with your brand, if you're not where you want to be with your content, if you don't even know where to start, okay? Where, by the way, that's where I was only a few years ago, okay? You need to listen to this episode and you need to understand what four dimensions you need to execute, because no one told me this stuff, right? Like, I would just do everything, and then most of the time I would have those days where I did like 1500 things, but I didn't actually move myself, like, I didn't move the business forward. I didn't move the brand forward. Right. And so you got to be executing these four dimensions. And I wanted to give you some context to it before we just jumped into the episode. Now, for those of you that listen all the way to the end, there is a bit of a surprise. I don't want to ruin it for you, but we have it going on for pretty much the entire week since we're posting this episode. So for those of you that listen all the way to the end, you will have access to that. And I want to just be able to give you a way for you to master those four dimensions. That's how important it is for you to start that journey. But it's also a way for us to deepen our relationship together, for you to make that commitment and say, hey, you know what? I am a change maker. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to go figure out these things for everyone around me. And I'm going to go figure out how to get my message out there. I'm going to figure out how to lead my movement. That is what the core of the whole ethos of this show is about. So whether you're just listening, this is episode one for you, whether you've been following the show, whether you've been following my journey, whether you don't know who I am, like, that's fine. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with where you are in your brand, everything to do where you are with your messaging, everything with how are you choosing to live your life, right? Are you going to be joining me in Toronto, in Italy, in the next place that we go to, right? Are you living by choice, or do you feel constricted? Do you feel confined? If you do, I think you're going to find this episode really, really awesome. And I hope it makes a difference for you. And I can't wait to be able to serve you guys in the next episode. Let me know your thoughts after. I always love hearing your feedback. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know on social. I can't wait to hear what your feedback is on this episode. Talk soon. Hey everyone, Jay Wong here. Let me ask you a super quick question. Have you ever heard the story of the distribution center and the electrician? I heard this parable at an event that I was at a few months ago, and it made a pretty big difference in the way that I would think about my brand and my business. I want to quickly share that with you because I know it's going to make a deep impact. And it goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a distribution center. And in the distribution center, there was parts of the distribution center that went out of power, and all these conveyor belts, they stopped moving one day. And people are freaking out. The manager's freaking out. They don't know what's going on. They're turning in all the switches. They're trying to figure out what the problem is. They can't figure it out. They call the business owner. The business owner comes down. They can't figure it out. They call the electrician. They bring in the electrician. The electrician hears out the entire story. They go, this conveyor belt's not working. We need it to work. Every minute that the conveyor belt's not working for a distribution center, they're losing money, right? And so the electrician understands like how serious this issue is. He brings them to where all the fuse boxes are, and he points to the right fuse box. He puts an X on it so he knows it for the next time. He opens the fuse box. There's all these different screws and switches, right? No one knows what's going on. He takes out his screwdriver. He points to one of the screws, and he does one of these. He does a quarter inch turn, and all of a sudden, the power comes back. The conveyor belts are moving. People are happy. They're high-fiving each other. People are excited. They're like, yes, this is awesome. Thank you so much. The electrician takes back the screwdriver, turns away the fuse box, and he looks with them. He says, hey, that's going to be $10,000. People are like, what? $10,000? Like, you could have called me. I would have been able to figure it out, right? Like, we could have narrowed it down. Like, $10,000. Like, we just saw you. You just turned it a quarter of an inch. Like, how's that worth $10,000? And he says, well, let me write you an invoice and break down how it's worth $10,000, and I'll share that with you. They said, sure, go for it. So he gets out a quick pen, writes like an invoice, like on the spot, two lines, okay? Hands it to the business owner. Business owner looks at it, smiles, and say, pay this man the $10,000, right? So the $10,000 question, what did he write on the invoice? So two things. Line number one, churning the screw, $1. Line two, knowing which screw and which fuse box to touch, $9,999. And the moral of that story is that your brand, your business, it's exactly like that conveyor belt. And I know some of you that are watching this right now or listening to this, you're not where you want to be with your brand, with your business. You're doing a lot of things. You want to be able to create that momentum, but you feel stuck, right? Just like if you're out of electricity, just like if your conveyor belt stopped working. And all it would take is knowing which fuse box to go into, knowing which screw to kind of do that quarter inch turn to, and all of a sudden you're going to start ramping up. You're going to start building momentum. And I know some of you feel like that. And, you know, over the last few years, I've gotten an amazing privilege of working with some of my amazing private clients at the 7- and 8-figure level, some of our students and entrepreneurs and personal brands, not just in helping them be able to put a voice behind their movement and behind their products and services. I think that's really awesome. But to be able to elevate their brand, to be able to build their authority, to be able to help them lead their community and their tribe. And one of the things that we discovered was we actually discovered that there was four things that every expert, every thought leader, we call them change makers, every change maker can do in their business, in their brand, that would literally be like that screw, that would make a world of difference and would turn things back on. We call these the four dimensions. I'll share them with you super quick. So number one, weekly value broadcasts. I know we're going to get a little geeky here, but try to keep up. Weekly value broadcasts. What that means is, are you creating content on a consistent basis once a week towards your audience? This does a couple things. One, you stay top of mind. They know who you are. That creates that trust, right? That consistency. But on top of that, you have that opportunity of sharing with them your insights, your stories, your perspectives, and you're really fueling the ongoing conversation with your brand. right? You're going and you're telling them and reminding them, hey, you could be a better version of themselves. So you could, you know, do this thing in health. You could do this thing in real estate, whatever your niche is, right? So number one, weekly value broadcast. Number two, people in our, in the teaching and online marketing industry, we call this the opt-in to the compelling offer, right? Are you putting out opt-ins out there where people are giving you their name and email in exchange for more value, right? And on top of that, are you creating different offers out there so that people can work with you on a deeper level to get that result or get that transformation? So if you don't have this going right now in your business, chances are that's the problem. Chances are you need to get that going so that it can create those conversions for you so that it makes sense for you to keep leading the movement, right? If you can't figure out the money side of things, the money stays limited within your sphere of influence. So that's number two, opt in with the compelling offer. Number three, we call this micro virality. Microvirality simply means leveraging social media in a strategic way so that you can get your message out there, storytell appropriately per platform, and not actually use social media as a tool to help you get your message out there. My students and I call that microvirality, but it's to ultimately create a sense of omnipresence, a sense of celebrity within your little tiny niche. So that's number three. Number four, what my students and I call the change maker planning. So changemaker planning, there's two parts to it. One is the self-care, right? Do you have the right habits, the right rituals so that you can show up on a day-to-day basis and your energy is constant, it's growing. You're getting energy from doing the activities in your business, right? That's very important. But on top of the self-care things, are you doing that for your business? Are you going through peaks and valleys? Are you doing this launch over here and then kind of taking off over here and then doing another launch, right? Or is your business constant? Is it growing? Is it having that, you know, that exponential growth that us as business owners deeply want? So those are the four dimensions right over there. The weekly value broadcast, the opt-in plus compelling offer, the microvirality, and the change maker planning system. Now, obviously within this video, I can't deep dive into each four of those, but what my students and I did is we created a change maker roadmap masterclass where it is the comprehensive approach on not just how to get the content, but being able to deploy it in your business. Just like Tony Robbins says, knowledge is not power, right? It's the application of knowledge that is the difference. So that is what the Changemaker Roadmap Masterclass will do. We'll be able to teach you so that you can go ahead and deploy that. And in the spirit of the holidays, I want to give it to you absolutely for free. That's right. I want to just give it to you absolutely for free. Of course, there is a catch, but I like to think that the catch is pretty cool on its own. And right down below, there is a link. You can click the link in this post and it will take you to all the details so you can access Changemaker Roadmap Masterclass absolutely for free. Last time we did this live, people paid $500 just to access this. Like I said, in the spirit of the holidays, you get it absolutely for free. Click on the link in this post, and I can't wait to serve you in Changemaker Roadmap.
Hey everyone, Jay here. I know that there's obviously no link in the podcast world, or at least you shouldn't be clicking on any links right now as you're listening to this. But where I want you to go is I want you to go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/club. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/club. And that is where you can get Changemaker Roadmap absolutely for free. And all the details are on that page. I can't wait for you guys to be able to dive into Changemaker Roadmap. I can't wait for you to master these four dimensions. It's going to make a world of difference. We'll see you over there.